Shane, what do you not want to talk about?
Oh, I don't care. Asians?
All we
Let's
talk
open
about
to that. Let's open all that.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I'm looking around. I'm like,
I love it.
We're all Asians, by the way.
I've had this nightmare. No, I don't care. I'll talk about it.
Yeah. Don't say anything right now until I bring your name up.
He's going to flip the switch on you. Yeah. He's going to pretend he's real angry about
I'll be angry about things he's said then.
All right.
I know what you've said.
Let's do it. No, bro.
You don't think I've done my homework?
Oh, he's ready.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go ahead. When you wish upon a star. I don't know if that song was written for Disney or it was a song that was pre-existing. And then Walt Disney was like, I like that song. But whoever wrote that song is a magical songwriter. Mm. What a magical song that is. I think of what's that light bulb that flies around? The light bulb.
A shining star? A shining star.
No, the thing with the...
Oh, Firefly.
No, but what's his... Tinker.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell, yeah.
Light bulb?
I don't know. What is it?
She's a Firefly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know
what it is. It's a fairy.
It's a fairy.
But it reminds me of the light bulb. I'm going to say light bulb.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of a light bulb.
Cool.
Yeah. Because back in those days, I don't know what year that was, but I'm sure that was used for illumination. Those little creatures.
Fairies, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you they have bonfires. I don't know. They probably have bonfires and little torches and stuff. Yeah. But, you know, if you want a little bit more illumination, right, you have a campfire, you just get one of those little tinkers, right?
Yeah.
Is Tinkerbell the name or is that they're called?
Tinkerbell is her name.
It's the name.
Is her specific name. Then what are they, fairies?
Her species is fairy.
My bad.
Fairy, so she's not a...
Let's look it up.
She's not.
Well, we have a guest. I have to bring the guest up.
But I just want to say something about fireflies. They illuminate to attract the mate, and then they kill the mate. So
I don't know why you would even throw that out there because
I'm illuminating.
Oh, so you're gonna kill me, baby? Don't stay thought. That freaks me out. Anyway, don't Google that.
Okay.
You don't have to Google that. Right. It's a fairy.
Mm. She's a fairy,
and her name is Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
And she's not a light bulb. Okay, I learn everything new every day.
Good.
Now listen, the reason why I sing that song is because I think it's a magical song and I have a magical guest.
Wait, you have something on your nose. Can I take it out?
What is it? Is it a booger?
It's not a booger. It's skin. Like a peeling piece of skin.
The fuck? Okay. Was it a booger or what
wish,
was it?
Wish, make a wish.
So,
when you wish upon a skin.
Don't talk, I said.
Oh, okay, my bad. Trying to liven this thing up.
This is the way we are. We go slow.
All right.
We open slow. Yeah. It's a slow burn. This podcast, okay?
My bet.
Yeah. This podcast is like let there be blood.
Oh yeah.
There will be blood.
Oh, is that what they're called?
It's there will be blood.
I don't know anything right now, huh?
No.
I'm learning everything. It's not let there be blood. It's there will be blood.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
It's almost the same.
Thank you.
Light bulb fairy.
Thank you.
Will you just introduce?
I will. Hold on. I will. So. So, I don't know when it was, a year ago or 2 years, whatever, right? There was some sort of uproar, right? Some rumblings. And I'm like, what the fuck is the rumblings about? You know what I mean? So you Google things, you know, because I have the internet. And then, you know, I saw a video of the rumbling, which is some kid got cast on SNL, you know, which, by the way, you know how I feel about that show.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. I'll just say it now. I hate it. The reason why is because I was on Mad TV for so long, and we were always compared to them, and it's like, in the industry, if they got off that show, right, the industry just, you know what I mean, just sucked all their dicks, and you know what I mean, and gave them everything. And then we had to wait back in line, so I have this, like, weird, you know what I mean? But anyway... He said something on a podcast, and I was trying to figure out what was the wrong thing was. I couldn't even figure it. I had to call people. I had to go. I called people like, what was it though? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, either.
It was the hanging ducks.
Yeah. Was it the hanging duck? I don't even know. But
delicious.
Anyway, he's. But then I started Googling a stand-up.
But do you think our gauge is off because we say some really horrible things?
Yeah.
Like, is
no.
our...
No.
So we...
No. Nope. No way.
We're too clean.
I'll tell you why.
We're clean.
Because I live in this country, mm-hmm. and I before I'm anything, I'm an American. It doesn't look, feel like it or look like it, mm-hmm. but that's what I am. I was born in San Diego, Sharps Hospital, 1971. I bleed red, white, and blue.
That's the color. Yep. Almost forgot.
Right. I almost forgot. American. Anyway, let's give him a round of applause. He's a great stand-up. Shane Gillis, everybody. Great
Woo!
Sketch guy. So Shane, before we start, I want to. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I just have a couple.
You type them out too.
I typed them out because I don't want to forget them. So the first question is a two-part question. Right, and the second
two-part question.
Yeah, and the second thing I want to ask you is a request, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. So just let me finish the questions before you answer the two. Right. Why do we have a Chinatown, and why do they live in one place?
Guys, question one.
I would say. If I had to put my finger. you know what's funny?
What?
Is I haven't thought about it since.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, that's been out of my mind.
Yeah.
And I think I was right the first
time. I think you were. Yeah.
I think I was correct.
Yeah, you were. The second thing is just a request. Say the word noodle in an Asian accent.
Neuter.
That's all.
I mean,
that's all I wanted.
That's my
Give
big
him a round of applause. Amazing.
Wow.
So thanks for being on the pod, bro. We've wanted you for a while, and you're in town. So
yeah, man.
Great. How do you like L.A.?
I like it. It's great.
You were telling me in the driveway that you liked it.
Yeah. It's nice.
What you also said was it's better than New York?
I think it's nicer to live here than New York, for sure.
Wow. You rarely.
Like, without a doubt.
You rarely hear that.
New York's.
You rarely hear that.
From the New York comics?
No, most comics are like, I love New York. L.A. sucks.
Well, a lot of them, they started in New York. Mm. I like started in Philly and then moved to New York like 3 years ago. So I'm still like new to New York, kind of.
Yeah, but Philly is, what, an hour away from New York?
2 hours, yeah.
Two
but
hours,
it's yeah. like, it's still, you can park. You
All know? Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, New York's 10, like it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I was just in Philly maybe 3 weeks ago. And I stayed one night there, and I have to say, the town, I feel like the movie Seven was based on the town. I mean, there's a gray dreariness sometimes about that place. Do you see that or no? Is that
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
It's pretty ugly. It's an ugly city, for sure.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah, no, it's a great town because I went to a steakhouse where I had to buzz. It's like something rose or something, where I had to buzz a door. And the little thing, like back in, remember we always do Lord of the Rings references, but remember in Lord of the Rings when the hobbits go to that first town and then they had to slide open a little thing? And then there's a bottom one for hobbits. So they did that little joke.
Yeah. Was there a bottom one for you?
You think there's one, a third door that's even smaller?
No, at the restaurant that you went to.
If I was in Lord of the Rings, there's like
nine. At the restaurant you went to.
No, there was just one, babe. Oh. I'm not a dwarf. Can you say that?
Well, you have dwarf-like proportions.
God, that hurts.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Pushing.
That's pretty good.
I'm pushing 5'.
That's not bad.
I know. It's not great, though.
It certainly is not great.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's all right.
What do you mean?
I think look-wise, we're not that. Like, I think my height's not doing me that much. I'm fine.
Yeah. You think that you and I aren't the best specimens of our ethnicity?
I think me being 6'3 makes no difference as far as yeah.
Like if an alien race came down, right? Let me see all the your prime specimens of every ethnicity, right?
Sure.
They would probably put through. Here's Steven Yeun, and then here for Tom Hardy. But you and I would be in the back somewhere in a barn. Like, you guys aren't going to make the cut?
No, we're not going to.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't think you and I take care of ourselves. I don't think we're doing good.
But what if the alien race is like, no, we think that this is hot?
It could be. It could be. They're like super intelligent, so they're not like working out or moving.
Right.
So they might have soft bodies themselves.
Or maybe in there, wherever they come from, like bulbousy things.
Sure.
Right. Is like hot. Mm-hmm. Right. That guy has a very big white head. Right. Please say noodle or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you don't think you're hot?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You've never thought you were hot?
No, that is one thing I do hate about L.A.
What?
That everybody's, like, cool here.
What?
And I thought people in New York were pretty corny.
All right.
Like, cool.
Yeah.
Mm. L.A. people are very cool.
Yeah.
It kind of fucking annoys me.
But you know what I think is cool? Your vibe.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, I was being sarcastic.
I'm not. I don't understand why people don't get this.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's what this look right here, right,
yeah.
Is Hoosiers-y.
Okay.
Like the Indiana Hoosiers, right? Yeah. It's like, you know, that culture of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they when they go clothes shopping, they go to like Sam's. What's a sporting goods?
Oh, at least at Sam's Clubs.
Big Five.
Big Five, yeah. Right?
Or like
for your fashion, you probably go to Big Five, get the big basketball
big
shorts.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have big coach energy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's not a compliment.
No, that's
that
coach.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'll take coach.
But you have, but out of all the whites,
yes,
all of them.
No, no, no. But through the history of whites, white-isms, there was always a guy like you. And I think that back in the day, I don't want to be offensive, mm-hmm. but what kind of white? He's not a baker.
Oh,
you know what? I know what he was. You know what he was?
What?
One of those jolly monks with the brown robes.
A friar.
A friar.
He's got friar feet.
He's got a friar vibe. Thank you
so
much.
Yeah.
You have a friar vibe.
I'll take that.
What am I? Like, of all the Asians in the history of Asia, right? What would I have been like 300 years ago?
I don't know. I feel like you guys have like two jobs. You're either like in the fields or a samurai.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You strike me as more of a field Asian.
What?
If I had to guess.
I know. Well, you're saying that I would be out there with the hat.
Yes.
Right?
Something would come up in the village. You'd be like, oh, fuck, we got to get out of here. You'd scurry among the...
Yeah.
Right?
No, well, can I give myself something?
Sure.
Maybe, but what if I also, right, what if I also was working on the fields, but I also, like, you know, I don't know how they work it, but, like... like in the barn. Do they have barns back then in Asia?
Yeah. I would think so, yeah.
I would hide like guns and machine guns for the army or the rebellion.
Oh, we're doing like Vietnamese.
Maybe. No, or, yeah, maybe Vietnamese. Yeah, I think I would be like doing something on the side.
I think you would do something like that to get your whole village napalmed. I think you'd think you were slick.
Oh, you
and have a weapons cache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I think that, you know, while we're talking about Vietnam, right?
Sure. This is what I was hoping we would.
That's exactly what Shane Gillis wanted to talk about when he promotes his special.
Yeah, let's chat Vietnam. Let's talk more atrocities.
Yeah. No, I think, bro, because I love Vietnam war movies, I think that you and I, right, let's suppose like two sides are fighting each other, right? I'm obviously the Viet Cong, right?
Yeah.
And you're an American soldier. You and I get lost, right? And then it becomes like that movie Enemy Mine where you and I are lost in a cave, right? And maybe that's a good movie where you and I bond.
Are forced to
bond. Yeah.
Yeah. You and I are hungry in the first hour.
Right, but I know the terrain.
Sure.
I go, come here, I you know.
How would you say it?
I come here, I, you know what I mean?
Are we all pretending that that's not funny? Are we still pretending that that's not funny?
That was offensive.
It is
that
funny.
That was kind of offensive. Well, Bob,
I know it's funny. I'm tired of being told it's not funny.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like, come right, and you're like, where are we going? You know what I mean? Maybe you say a word, they call me something that like I'm offended by, and
sure.
you kind of correct it, and I call you something, right? So, but you have to come up with some sort of nickname for me. What would you call me? I don't get in trouble, but just what would you call
don't get it. Don't get in trouble.
There's
but
no
don't call me a nickname.
Don't call me Noodle or anything
an offensive
like that.
Nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, go the other direction then, like, you know what I mean? Jackson. Well, you can call me Jackson. Yeah, yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah, 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 yeah. See, that feels good.
Jackson. Jackson. Yeah, it's perfect.
Jackson, right? And I go, why? Yeah. And then I'll call you, I'll just call you Chong. Go all the other direction, right? Yeah. I go Chong, you go Jackson, right? And I know what all the rice is, right? And at nights we sneak out of the gate, right?
Yeah.
And then we become maybe lovers in the gate. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Would you, if you were in a Hollywood movie, right? Like, hey, Shane, you know, I heard you on Tiger Belly.
Sure. And
we wrote the script. We greenlit this movie, but there's a 3-hour fuck montage.
Damn.
With Bobby Lee.
Of you and I having sex for 3 straight hours?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a porn.
We could trim it. We could trim it in editing.
At different corners of the patty. One in the barn.
Yeah.
One in the patty.
There we go.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. I'm upside down on a banana tree, right? Yeah. And you're like mouth, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're on the ground.
You could do the rickshaw. You could hold my legs and I walk.
Right. Yeah. That'd
you could
be
do
fun.
All types of stuff.
All types of stuff. Would you do it?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because that was in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on everybody's minds.
Yeah.
So when that shit happened to you back in the day, when was that? A couple years ago?
2 years ago.
Initially, like exactly. how did it feel?
Felt bad. I'll be honest, not great.
Was it devastating though?
I think it was just more surreal than like it took me a while to be like, damn, that was devastating because it was. But like while it was happening, I was like, this is crazy because I was brand new in comedy.
Wow.
You know,
that must.
I'd moved to New York that year.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you also getting that show, you have to jump over a bunch of hoops.
I didn't. I literally did one audition.
Oh, shit.
In front of Lauren?
Yeah.
Was Seth there? Or Myers? Probably not. No. Who else was in the room?
Colin Jost, probably.
No. Yeah. I think the writers, Che, then some of the other producers and stuff.
And you got it.
Yep.
And then how long did you have it before they took it away?
Not long. I mean, I auditioned like 2 weeks before they told me I was going to be on the show. And then they told me I was going to be on the show. The next day they announced it. That day is, 5 hours in is when I started getting like, oh, this isn't going to happen. You know, it was pretty quick.
I mean, honestly, dude, it's like, and I want to be completely sincere with it because I'm not emotional, but it hurts me.
Yeah, it hurts me.
Mm-hmm. It's like, because even when I got mad back in the day, I know how exciting that is.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, and I know how like magic, like you just, it's everything's otherworldly almost, and you're like floating on air. And then I can't imagine somebody just, you know, you're floating on a cloud and some guy going, pop, yeah, right? And then and you fall to the ground. I'm like, I can't imagine that. So sure. I'm sorry that happened.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a few days where I was like, New York's incredible. Like, I was like walking around the city. I was like, wow, my city. And then like 5 hours later, I was like, I hate this place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you move back after?
No, I stayed in New York.
You stayed?
Yeah.
And then how long did it take you to kind of like start feeling normal again?
Probably like this year. It probably took a year.
My God.
Without noticing, you know?
Right.
I couldn't tell. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Like when you're like depressed or whatever, you don't really know you're depressed.
Yeah.
Until you're not. And then you're like, shit, I was fucking whacked out.
It's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
So fucking true. Because you're just sort of like surviving day to day and you're sort of in a slump. But it's not until you feel like the drastic opposite of that you're like, oh my God, I was a zombie.
yeah.
My God, I can't imagine it.
It makes you nicer though.
It does?
When you get fucking canceled like that,
you're
like very nice to everybody. Everybody I met, I was like, hey, it's really, like, I'm so excited to meet you.
Yeah.
If I would have got SNL, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
I know.
Don't fucking talk to me.
Wait, George, do you remember how we reacted to it at that time? Did we pile on or did we offer grace? Because I want to be genuine about it. I don't want to be like, Shane, we're fine with it. But like, maybe did we say some shit about it?
Well, I remember what it was.
I know that he looked up something that I said on H3.
Yeah.
And what did I say?
You basically were just saying what you had just said now about it's a comic. You didn't know what you found offensive about it. You could understand why people would be upset, but you were saying it's a podcast. You perform on podcast.
Yeah, I just find it to be sacred, you know.
Yeah.
Comedy to be sacred. I just feel like, you mean once we start canceling jokes and bits, it's the end of our civilization as we know it, you know, and I just. You know, and also what he said was, I mean, Tony Hinchcliffe literally said, you know what I mean, one more time for the chink, like in a mic throughout a room.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh shit, dude.
Is that when your depression
was like,
lifted?
No, I knew
that was just going to bring more pressure to me. Where it was like, when his thing happened again. Everyone was like, Shane Gillis and Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, God, really?
Right.
Yeah, but
Tony
and look,
did level up, though, huh?
Tony got a little wild.
That was real wild. Yeah.
He was having fun.
Yeah, but again, that's another thing. I've said this before. It's like, you know, I've said things, like if at the store, if a gay comic brought me up, the kind of things that have come out of my mouth. Like, one more time for the whatever. I'll do it in the room, but not here. You know what I mean?
And they give it right back to you.
And they give it right back. It's like, you know, if I say something derogatory toward, you know what I mean, a black guy or whatever, then he'll yell back and say something even worse about me. But it's all in love and fun.
Yeah.
And the audience is laughing. And, I mean, I just, maybe it's because I'm also 50 now, almost 50 now. You know what I mean? And I've seen it all. I know what's important, what I feel like, and what's not important.
It's not.
So anyway.
Did you lose any Asian friends?
No, I don't have any Asian friends.
Never had?
No. Yep. Everybody, no one cared.
Yeah, the comic.
Literally no one cared. Yeah. In real life, no one cared.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure, don't get me wrong, I'm sure there were a lot of people that did bother them, of course. Mm. And again, I also understood why they fired me. It's not like... It's not like when I found out, I was like, what? How dare they? I was like, makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Here's a video of me using a slur. It makes sense.
Yeah. But in many ways, though, and you don't have to answer this if you want to, but it kind of did something different for your career.
Definitely.
In the sense that I feel like when people say your name, it's like a legit... comedy entity, you know what I mean? Not just, you know, somebody that's going to be here one day, gone the next, but somebody that's like legit, like when I think of your name, I think of Andrew Schultz, Chris DeStefano, guys that I don't know if you're friends with those guys.
I am.
Mark Normand, you know what I mean? Those types of guys, you know what I mean? And that's the vibe that you've done for yourself. I don't know, you know, and if you didn't have the talent and you were just, that's one thing, but you legitimately have the talent. I'm being real.
I know.
Yeah, and
you know how I feel about compliments.
You hate it. I know. Because I've been seeing him all week, and I give him compliments.
He has been watching you.
He gives me compliments.
No, but I
every
give him
I'm
when
like,
I see him, I give him compliments. He hates it. But I'm just I'm no
it's
I'm being
very sweet. He,
it's not
the first
sweet.
Thing he
I don't
said
give
to
a
came
fuck about
you. Was like
I don't
nice.
Care if you died, I wouldn't care.
Of course. No, he's being honest.
I
understand.
But I'm being legitimately honest with you. It's like I would be sad if you died. Of
no,
course. But. You know what I mean? I'm being, you know, I don't know what you're like as a person, but I'm just saying in terms of like how I perceive who you are, how, you know, I know how other comics perceive you and how we talk about you. And it's in a good lens, you know, it's like you're legitimate, you know, and I don't think that if 2-3 years ago, if you got on SNL, that you would get the same kind of street credibility even. It's almost as if you went through something, you know what I mean, what are you looking at me like? Am I seeing the wrong thing?
No. Why are you, what?
No, because he does this thing where he has his pen in his hand and he's going to write down something like, wow, we're going to have to edit that part, you know what I mean? Don't fucking do that.
He's all you've seen his papers, race traitor.
George is married to an Asian now, so he's
oh, nice.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough compliments from me, but it's like, you know, I honestly think that you're going to have a really good career. Does it feel like it?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope.
This guy hates compliments.
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah, yes.
Also, I met your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm like me. You're batting way beyond.
Yeah, well.
Don't you think?
You have to be funny.
I know.
It's a good indicator.
Yeah. I'm not saying that you're ugly. I'm just saying.
No,
that
I am. Do you Yes, I've been in this city for a week. I am ugly. It's confirmed. Dude, I walk outside. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Isn't, you know what? It's, I feel like a 10 everywhere else. As soon as I land in LA, I'm like, just off a fucking bridge.
It's because everybody here dresses like a fucking teenager.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Everybody's trying to be fucking 20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you look at my dress, do you think it's
this is good? No, this is your homeless guy.
Yeah, and yeah. I like, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And although I dress like a fifth grader.
No, you dress like the assistant coach of some sort of weird sporting event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like the slide.
That's football, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how I know that? You told me.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask if you knew.
Yeah, yeah. What is that sporting event?
This is what's the team? This is Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame football.
What do you know about Notre Dame?
I know that, let me see what the mascot is.
Yeah, what do you think?
The Notre Dame mascot, is it kind of like a bearded little man?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
No, I'm being real.
Yeah.
Is it a bearded
little man? It absolutely is.
Yeah, I think it's a bearded
what
little
is
man.
He? Yeah.
I don't know what he is. I think he's wearing some sort of hat. Is he wearing some sort of like a squat? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, no, you guys are fucking with me.
You are being right.
I can't believe how much you know without knowing what it is.
I don't know it is.
You described him perfectly.
Well, I have eyes. Number one, I have eyes, and I'm a thinking kind of entity.
All right. What do you think Notre Dame's nickname is? What do you think they are?
Can you give me three options, and then I'll let me guess the right one? yeah, you can.
Away, but. There's no.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
The Shamrocks.
Uh huh. That's one.
Yep. That's an option.
Uh huh.
The Jackalsons.
The Jackalsons.
No. The Jackalstones.
The Jackalstones.
What's the Jackalstone?
No. The Jackalstone.
The.
Oh, yeah.
Irishman.
Uh huh.
Or the Fighting Irish.
The Fighting Irish.
Yeah. Is yeah.
Did you go to Notre Dame?
No.
I see dudes like you, I was like, why will you wear that then?
My grandpa and uncle and my cousin went. And my grandpa and cousin played.
Legacy.
Yeah.
Your grandpa and your cousin
played for Notre Dame.
Yes. In the football program.
Yes.
Were they good?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think my uncle started. Or my grandpa started.
Your grandpa started.
And then he cracked his skull.
Oh, what?
Yeah. All right. This is a funny story. So every story I've ever heard about my grandpa was like he was fighting people. He was always attacking people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I never heard a story about him other than him fighting people. And then he had a heart attack. Obviously, he was like 6'5", 250 pounds, huge guy, and he had a heart attack. And when he came out of surgery, he tried to attack the nurses and doctors, and his heart exploded again on the table. So that's how he died.
Wait. Oh.
But every story I heard about him was him attacking people. And I never put together that he clearly had CTE.
Yeah.
Until I found a newspaper article that was from him playing football in like 1928 that he was held out of a game because of a head injury.
Oh, wow.
And if you were held out for a head injury in the 20s,
you
were fucked up. Like,
Yeah.
So he played offensive line for Notre Dame in the.
And what's crazy about that is obviously they didn't know what CTE is back then.
They just figured out.
They just figured that out, right? And it's like, that's a huge thing, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Junior Seau, one of my buddies.
Was Never he met really him. Your buddy?
No, but I went to his restaurant.
Buddies.
He has a restaurant in San Diego called Junior Seau.
He's a fucking legend.
Legend, dude.
Yeah.
But didn't he like, how did he go out?
I think he shot himself in the chest.
But not the head because he wanted to give it to for studies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's thoughtful.
How do you just.
It was thoughtful. It was pretty fucking
How do you
wild.
Turn a gun like this, and you press with your thumbs?
I think you can.
Oh, like this?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Like that. Oh, my God, how difficult is that? Mm. Elliot Smith, you know who that is?
No.
He's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and
I do know.
He took a knife. This is how he stabbed himself in the heart.
Is that true, though? Because that's what we all were told, right?
Yeah, I've heard that, but maybe.
You're like, oh, he was, like, tripping on acid, and he stabbed himself in the chest 5 times, but, like, that's the late 90s. Like, you know, we didn't have Google to reference.
Yeah, I don't know how he died. But he's dead for sure.
I know he's dead.
Yeah.
As fuck.
It wasn't like a skateboarding accident.
Stabbing yourself in the heart's not. But that's your guys' thing. You guys.
What do you mean?
You guys did the old fucking hook thing?
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We, I know that's Japanese.
No, that's Japanese.
I'm just being a jerk. I know. I'm just being a jerk here.
Yeah.
Wait. Do Koreans have any type of like?
I like him. He's not afraid. Yeah.
Like Koreans?
What?
Do Koreans have a form of like self-sacrifice? Like
no, that's not in our thing. You know, I know that samurais used to do it, right?
Yeah.
And then the yakuza are really good at chopping fingers and stuff.
Yeah, their own though.
Yeah, I think they do. I don't know if they do it themselves, but it's either some sort of initiation or something. Yeah. But it's like they'll put their finger on the edge. I have carpal tunnel, so I can't even do it. But like, if I did that, and then they would.
Why do you have nail polish on?
It's just bad nail.
What's the matter?
I was just curious.
I don't know. I don't like that.
You have a bad nail?
Yeah, I have a bad nail. And I don't like the nail.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean?
You know why it's
having
bad?
A bad nail. What do you mean? Why do I have to explain it? It's funny. Yeah.
Shane, I want your thoughts on this.
Sure.
Nice call.
I don't like it. That's my answer.
He's had a ton of athlete's foot on his left foot for years, right?
Saying that, man.
You should pee on it in the shower.
No, he doesn't want to heal it because he finds it to be like a very it's a hobby for him. So he likes to scratch it, and
I had athlete's foot for like a year, and it does feel really good to scratch, especially at night. It's so good.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly
about.
How good it is.
Yeah,
and I understand because I loved having lice.
Yeah, I loved having lice. Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
and
what?
I loved having lice. I loved like popping the little things in my fingers. It was a fun thing as a kid. Okay,
yeah.
Would gladly somebody please give me lice? So, but. He ended up, for real.
That's fucking crazy. crazy. That's one of the craziest things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not.
I've ever heard
that.
Anybody
I mean,
say.
Imagine you're laying next to your wife and you hear pop, pop,
well,
and she's popping lice.
No, because they have to. They use
Think
this fine-tooth comb.
Oh my god!
Here we go.
You guys, it's so great. It's underrated. I promise.
Oh my god!
Popping those.
Get on board.
This is the most insane cope. This is a cope. This is guys, this is actually cool as hell. No, it's the worst thing ever.
The worst thing
ever.
Look at that.
Oh, try it out.
God, oh my god.
Highly recommend.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And when someone is just like doing this to your hair, and it's just great. Look.
Oh, my head.
Nostalgia.
So itchy.
Dude.
My head is itchy right now for some reason.
It's underrated. I think you guys are missing out. But here's what I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
That he would scratch his athlete's foot so much that it got under that particular nail that you see. And then
it's a fungal.
One more transference. He then touched me, and then I got jock itch.
Mm.
Surprise! What do you want,
Bobby?
Now is that better or worse than lice?
That's better.
Thank you.
Lice is.
Thank you.
Lice is fucking crazy.
Lice is crazy. Man.
Lice is crazy. Now that's fucking.
And
wretched.
The reason why it's crazy is because. You don't hear it a lot
what
anymore.
Do you mean?
It's like somebody dying from smallpox. True. You just don't hear it, right? It's like an older thing, right? So it's like, you know, we don't even know what lice is like on our heads because we have water and shampoo, right?
When did you get lice?
Philippines.
When I was younger. And
in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Okay.
But.
So there wasn't as much
in.
Of a stigma.
I welcome you back into my life, lice. Yeah,
everybody in the Philippines was like,
I mean, yeah,
that's
it
fine.
Was. It became something we did as a family to sort of
that's
like.
So weird. I know, but
comb each other's hair.
But Shane,
God, I'm really not
may,
doing service
may,
to the Philippines.
No, we may not know what it's. Maybe it is cool. No, I'll be real. I mean, think about it, dude.
Can't be.
Yeah. No, but I'm.
I had bed bugs.
Oh,
where? You had bed bugs.
I had bed bugs.
Where?
Like 2 years ago in New York. It
oh
was,
my
it's
God.
The worst.
You have to burn
I think
everything.
About it every night.
You have to burn everything.
Yeah, I got rid of everything I own.
Did they fuck you up?
Yeah, not really, but like mentally.
Oh,
wow.
It like fucks you up. No, I'm not saying it was like I was, but it like I would still, like I still look for bed bugs now. Like it fucks you up.
Well, how do you know you have them? If they're not biting on you.
My one roommate, you can get like little bites on your arm or leg or something.
Yeah, on the bed, actually.
And then you look for them and you'll fucking see them on your bed.
What freaks me out is scabies.
The worst.
Yeah, but what do they do? Do they eat your blood? I mean, how do they survive?
Yeah, they just suck your blood a little.
Yeah.
And that's their whole deal.
Yeah.
Is their whole deal?
That's all they do. You could live with them.
You,
I mean, you could ignore.
Theoretically, you could.
Yeah, I think.
But they get on everything, so like you can't.
No, I've heard when you have bed bugs, you have to burn your clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every single thing that you have, right? That's a nightmare.
Yeah, and then the guy brings in a dog that smells for them.
Oh what? Shit! Sorry.
They bring in like a beagle.
Oh.
Yeah, my roommate said, he was like, yeah, we're going to have to get a beagle in here. I was like, you're the dumbest guy I've ever met. You think a fucking dog's coming in to find our bed bugs?
Yeah, yeah.
And sure enough,
what?
Well, the guy came in with a beagle.
My sister's jails, where she used to work at, they had, like, I think the worst bed bug case in the whole, like, city. And they had to fumigate, is that the right word?
Yeah.
But it took days for them to do that. They had to shut the jails down.
Yeah, but it's like if what I'm saying is if we got big bed bugs in our house, we'd have to burn like my vintage
everything.
T-shirts, everything.
Like furniture, fucking everything, dude.
But why can't I just look at the shirt and go, there's no bed bugs on this?
Eggs.
Yeah.
The eggs, bro. Eggs.
It's all disgusting.
Right. And so I can't wash out the eggs?
You probably could, yeah. But yeah,
what are you guys' thoughts on worms? You've had worms?
I'm not a fan of worms. I have never had worms.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God!
What about is crabs?
You've had worms?
Of course, I've had worms.
Wait, what? Where? What?
I bet she loved it too.
And you know how good it feels to pull a worm out of your butt? You guys are
you
really
are lying,
out.
Dude.
Oh, no, I swear to God.
She grew up in the Philippines, bro.
Yeah, understand our culture.
Yeah, yeah. Understand their culture, dude. Yeah.
All right. True. I'll give you that.
You know what? You're being.
If I was back home, yeah. I would have had a different response. But yes, I respect your worm.
Yeah.
Thank you. It felt so
my
good.
My cat had worms, and I was not excited.
What kind? The little one?
The little white one.
Yeah, little rice pellet thing?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
What do you mean? How many cats do you have?
I had one cat.
Dad?
No, my parents gave it to my cousin because I left it when I moved to the city.
Oh, don't you love cats, though?
I do love cats.
We have three ourselves.
Yeah, cats rule.
And then how do you know there's a little maggot, a little
you see its asshole. You see it.
Well, they leave them everywhere.
Oh, really?
They leave a little trail of like little rice kernels.
All the,
little rice morsels. Babe, all of our cats have had them. It's very common.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't look at my cat's assholes just because I like, I like the face part, but I mean, why would you look at a fucking cat's asshole? Yeah.
Any port in storm.
Yeah. All right. And then dogs, can dogs get them?
Yes. Dogs get worms? Tons of worms.
But you know, but have you heard of this? Models, supermodels, going to Mexico or something.
Tapeworm,
and getting a tapeworm. And then it eats away. What does it eat away at the food?
It basically forces malnutrition. But the thing with tapeworm is that, again, we were told that in the late 90s. They were like, yeah, you could just cross over to Mexico and go on a tapeworm.
That's what I heard.
Just throw up.
What?
Yeah. Just,
you
please
just throw up. Yeah.
Because tapeworms can be like 80 feet long and they just wrap around and they like don't allow you to properly absorb your nutrients. But you get this distended belly where you look like you're very skinny everywhere, but your shit is like pregnant. Cause I swear I had an Abercrombie ex coworker that had tapeworm because I would look at her body and I'd be like, I think you crossed the border and got yourself a tapeworm.
So you pulled worms out of your ass?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. It was delightful.
I would imagine
right?
It feels good.
It feels so good.
Yeah, I would imagine it felt good.
It and also it's like, you know, it's like this.
I mean, imagine. She's pop, pop, pulling shit out of her ass. It's like, what a disgusting animal you are.
Don't talk about my culture like
no,
that.
No, I'm not talking about your culture. I'm just saying you specifically. It's like you have fucking worms coming out of your asshole.
You have
you're
to
popping the fucking.
You have to imagine like the climate there, right? It's humid. It's tropical. I'm barefoot most of the day. Like I'm living like a fucking baby Tarzan.
What's dengue?
Dengue.
What's dengue? Have you heard dengue fever?
Dengue
fever. Dengue fever? What is that?
Dengue
what does that
is
do?
From a mosquito.
Yeah.
And
you pee a lot, right? Is that one? No.
No.
Wait.
That's malaria when you have Pepsi-colored urine.
Sure.
Because it shuts down your kidneys.
Wait, Pepsi-Cola colored?
Yeah, because it's blood, basically.
Oh. Does it smell like Pepsi and stuff?
You can try.
Okay. So dengue fever.
Dengue. God, you're like the least Asian person I know. He doesn't even know how to cook rice.
Have you heard of it? Is it dang to you or dengue?
I think it's dengue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Denge then, sorry. You know, dude, I thought you were going to back me up there, man.
Look, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck are we doing here? Talking worms?
Did you? But let me ask you something. Back, I just want to talk about, because I forgot to ask you, the guy that you did it with, that you got canceled, you know, when you got canceled.
Yeah.
Are you still doing a podcast with him?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Yeah. Did he get in trouble?
He didn't. He was not doing comedy at the time.
Ah.
But yes, he did get in trouble. He was at a school. He was studying. He was at a university.
What do they do?
They like thought about kicking him out of the school.
Really?
They were. He had to like meet with the dean. They had. Yeah. 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 Universities are pretty liberal. I don't know if you've.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I just don't understand, you know, the climate. I just hope that it changes, man, because it's like that whole thing is just so fucking upsetting.
You're hoping for climate change.
No, I'm thinking about the climate. Is that climate? That's not what I'm. Well, you know what I mean.
We could use a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but the cold. I mean.
Sure.
No, I'm just trying to explain.
Well, I'm trying to help you.
I know, but
I'm trying to help you end what you're saying.
No. I don't think it's happening.
All right, give it.
Right, let me give it. Can I give it a go? Yeah, you know, I think that. Go ahead, help me. I need you to help me.
I had nothing to see that. Go help you.
Yeah, yeah. I really need you to help me. You know what I mean?
I think you want the culture to change.
No, I think the culture. I think culture should change, right? But I just think that like. It just went the other way so extremely, right? That's all I'm gonna. That's all I wanted to say. Have you done a late night talk show as a stand up yet?
No.
Right. I remember back in the day, is once I did the Tonight Show, it kind of like validates you, in a weird way, like psychologically. Even to myself, it's like I could show up and go, I did that. You know what I mean? Do you think that TV has that kind
that's,
of?
Those days are gone.
Yeah, those days are gone.
Who the fuck is watching that?
Now today? Doing this or doing Rogan or doing a major podcast is that type of
also his special
validation.
Is about to hit. It's going to hit 1 million.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's
just YouTube. It's free.
Yeah. And by doing it that way, because who else did that YouTube?
Norman Liz.
Mark Norman Liz. They all did
it. Sam Morril.
Yeah.
All the New York guys.
Let me ask you, why do it like that?
Because, number one, I didn't really have a choice. So let's put that out.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's the first thing.
Yeah, number one, Netflix and HBO were not going to put me out right now. Mm. I knew in order for me to get to... If I wanted to get back into maybe doing a Netflix special or an HBO special, I was going to have to put out something by myself to be like, look, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it just, like, to put it out for free for me is just, it's more important for me to get as many eyes on it as possible. Just ticket sales and kind of for everybody to see me do stand up and be like, all right, maybe he's good at this.
Yeah.
Versus people just reading an article or a headline and being like, racist, fuck him.
All right.
Right wing edgelord, something like that.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, because I saw some clips of your stand up and I told you, I go, when I saw the bit, I was just like, especially that Fox News bit, right, about your dad.
Yeah.
I literally, legitimately, from beginning to end, right, it's just a real, it's, a funny bit, great angle, and it's like somebody that like it's like watching what Bill Burr would have done or whatever, right? It's like that level of bit, and I was just like, wow, this guy's really good, you know. And it's like now when you're on the road because of your YouTube thing, you think were you selling out before?
I was just starting to sell well.
Yeah,
but sometimes no, like some markets.
Like what? What markets?
I think I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana this weekend.
Oh, you are?
I think ticket sales are a little low.
When is this era?
This week.
All right, nice. So Lafayette, Louisiana?
Sure.
Lafayette, Louisiana. Please.
Whoa, you fucking okay? Burped. What the?
That's the promo you
this
get.
Is great promo. Got it.
No, I have massive acid reflux.
Lately, you have.
I have been. I get chunks of like things that I ate like yesterday come up.
Mm.
Oh.
Like just now I got
oh, no, dude.
Cilantro.
What did you eat?
I had a burrito yesterday.
Mm.
Dude, you guys are fucking disgusting.
Tapeworm, lice, acid reflux.
So gross, dude.
And they fuck.
I'm sorry, you're not. You're very look. You're,
no.
You obviously. I don't think you liked it. I was kidding.
I don't pop lights on my head. Go ahead.
I'm probably. You're right. A lot more disgusting than him.
I.
Like, he does not like. He is Christian sex. Like I go for it.
Hell yeah. Do you have Christian sex?
Yeah, obviously. Look at again, kind of like a YouTube special. I really don't have other options.
I know. But do you like experiment in? I mean, I don't want to get too.
He doesn't. You know what he said to me yesterday? I was like, hey, did you like it when we had anal? And he didn't even remember it. Do you know how heartbroken I was that I put myself out there in
Do you
that
like
way?
Anal?
It's fine.
It's yeah,
it's neutral. It's fine, right?
It's fine.
It's yeah. But you—that's not your go-to. It's like
no,
it's not a crazy.
Like if there was a menu, right, and you got to choose one thing as your entree,
sure.
Anal sex wouldn't be.
But you didn't
thing.
Even remember it. It didn't even clock in your like. It didn't. It wasn't stored in your memory bank.
My appetizer would be making out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice make out.
You're right. Right. That's nice. Right. Nice make out's great. My entree would be what. Missionary
sex.
Yeah.
Class. About 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Yeah, yeah.
2 minute missionary.
And our dessert Hopefully. Would be in the eyes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Master jerking, you know, just, you know what I mean, coming on the face.
Sweetie, you don't even have that in you.
Well, it's tough to get up there. Because you're down, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You're a missionary.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're staying in as long as you can.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't
you.
Have time to crawl up
crawl
there.
Crawl up there? Right. Yeah. So, I, you know, I hit
belly.
This mid.
Yeah. It's belly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So and then you, for dessert, you say, "Did you come?" And then she goes,
right.
"And she goes, no." And you go, "That." Yeah, yeah. You got to work on that. You should come next time.
I mean, do you? Will you like experiment and go? Let's 69 it or?
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll toss in a good. So anything where I'm laying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Because I'm more of a bottomy guy. Kind of. Are you bottomy or?
Well, no, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. You're a toppy.
I'll get up there.
Yeah, you'll get up there.
I'll get up there and ride a little.
He doesn't at all.
Well, I'm also have little legs.
You know what does that even mean?
Yeah, I just have little legs, so I can't do certain things that he can do.
No, that's what are you talking about?
Because
like from behind, you can't take a knee.
Right.
No, he needs a little bit of height so that he can even. Hit
yeah, so
it from
I need
behind.
To put like pillows. Which is embarrassing.
I think you and me are in the two ends of the spectrum.
Yes.
I need to somehow lower.
You're too high.
Right.
It might even be harder for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Because.
No, all he can, what you can do.
Is just give her height.
Don't point at me.
Yeah.
Like, all you can do.
No. You could have the girl, right, on the edge of the bed, right?
Yeah,
on her
that's
cardboard.
Nice.
You could be standing.
Yes.
Right?
But not if it's an Asian style bed, because we like the low beds.
That's true. So then what would you do? Maybe could you be on your knees on the floor?
Oh, this is where me being big hurts. I got bad knees.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, you're no, bad. No, yeah. Huh, interesting. But what am I lacking that's not experimental or
he just is so such a good boy. You're just a good boy is what all I have to say about that.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of nice?
It is. It's very sweet and it's very harmless. We've been together a long time,
long
though.
Long time, yeah. Well, you know, I'll be honest with you.
So you guys would say you guys have loved each other long time?
He's fearless.
If you were,
I just love.
If you had to
I
say.
I love, you know what I love about you? The fearlessness, right?
Shut the fuck
and
up.
And the gall.
Shut up.
Oh, the compliment.
The compliment.
Shut up.
Yeah. I like your, you know what? You got to learn to accept more compliments. Because you remind me of me, and I don't like it when you do it.
Okay.
And when I look at you, right, when people compliment me, I'm the same way. And it's like I deflect or I'll walk away or I'll go, what the fuck are you talking about? Is it were you beat as a kid?
No. Not like particularly.
I know. Was it traumatic growing up?
No, I had a nice.
So
things were good.
What's your comic dark story? Or you didn't have one?
I don't really have one, no. Oh. Just a nice.
Nice Christian.
Catholic guy. Family.
Good Catholic family.
Yeah. Well, nothing traumatic or tragic happened.
I think the key word is Catholic. There's always got to be something.
Yeah.
Something there. Because I grew up Catholic. Let me tell you, that shit is not an easy ride.
Right.
The guilt, the shame.
Yeah,
all
for
of
sure.
That shit. Mm-hmm.
You never got diddled in the Catholic?
You
never got diddled.
Diddled?
Never got diddled.
Oh, you're not a real Catholic.
Are you Catholic?
Then.
I am Catholic.
Yeah.
But I have not been diddled.
Shit. I got bit too big. Spot.
Did you get straight A's?
I did not. But yeah. I did well. I did well in school. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you the funny one in high school or no?
I was pretty funny, but yeah. I think I was more of a. I thought it was funny, and I think people thought I was a bully.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I was only mean to like my friends. I wasn't like a bully to like the kids who were like. That it would be bullying. You know right. what I mean? Like a kid without friends, I'm not going to pick on him.
Yeah.
Like a guy who thought he was cool or tried to be cool. Yeah, I would probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I also think that you have the size. Like, I think that if you and I were the same way in high school, they would think that you were more of a bully because of your size. And
yeah.
To me, it's like, oh, he's just aggressive, right?
Yeah. Mm.
I think size has a lot to do with it.
I think so too.
Because I'm pretty bully.
Yeah, he's a bully.
Sure.
Like
I saw you pull up to the store.
And what
did you do?
Like just throwing your keys at a car guy.
Threw your keys at
he fucking threw it at him. And then walked right up to me. He was like, yeah, good special. Like, started fucking with people. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I do that. I think I'm a bully.
I liked it. And you pulled up in your car. Everybody else was pulling up in cool, nice cars.
Right. And what was mine?
Yours was with the Prius.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. Banged up Prius. Banged up I was Prius. Like, that's
three
good.
Doors.
I like that.
Yeah.
I did like that. All the other comics are like, look at my cool sports car.
I know.
Here comes a Prius. You're like, fucking park it. I was like, damn, this guy's nuts.
Yeah. Like, were you there when Jeff Ross pulled up? Jeff Ross pulled up in a Batmobile.
Literally?
Yeah, he had some sort of a machine that looked like a Batmobile. There was like, it was black, low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It was like more of a Jeep. Like a combination between a Jeep, like a Wrangler Jeep that you would do in the desert, and a Batmobile. I'm not kidding you.
Well, those two are nothing alike.
So, I know. Let me just picture a Batmobile,
okay.
Right? But not the new one from the 1960s show.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, but imagine like, you know, now kind of make it look like a Jeep.
That's so hard to do in my brain.
I'm not even. I'm not picturing a single thing.
Yeah. But anyway, pulled up in something like that. Something I would never see. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. And then I see guys like I don't want to name names, but like guys like Steve Byrne, they come in Mercedes or Andrew Santino with his fucking, you know, BMW, you know, nice. And I like just.
I like it too.
A Prius.
I like what you're doing.
Banged up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty inside.
Yeah, well, can you imagine bombing and then getting back in a fucking Lamborghini? Can you imagine not having 10? Like bombing for 10 minutes and being like, oh, fuck.
And I like dressing like a homeless person.
Yeah.
And I like throwing keys at white people.
Mm. Yeah.
Get, you know what I mean?
So you should understand the gym shorts.
I do.
Socks and
shorts.
It's the same vibe, dude.
It's the same. Mm-hmm. You and I are the same.
Everybody's wearing like ripped jeans and being... cool by being you're a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
What's that old? Is it a book about the two guys, Lenny and
Mice and Men?
Mice and Men.
That's you guys.
That's us.
Rice and Men.
There he is.
All right, my bad.
No.
I'll stop.
Keep it going.
No. You need five more.
I'm so sorry.
Rice and Men.
That's the title of this episode. Funny. That's your fault.
But Rice and Men. But you're the Lenny.
I think I'm a big. I do put off Lenny vibes.
Right, many
certainly.
Vibes. Or Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. What's that called?
Thunderdome.
What is it called?
Thunderdome.
Mad Max and but Beyond the Thunderdome. Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What's it called?
Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Thunderdome.
I know where you're going.
What?
Master Blaster.
There we go.
Yeah.
But when I said Thunderdome. It threw you off?
It took me a second because I was surprised that anybody could even say that. I mean, how could you ever be that wrong?
I know.
That threw me off quite a bit.
Because there's certain things I just don't know what they're called. Like, even if, like, you know me, I have problems with, like, I commit to a word even though I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas most people would be like, I'm going to choose a different word. Because I could pronounce right,
mm-hmm.
I'll just go for it, right? So Thunderdome, not dorm, but Thunderdome. But Thunderdome seems more.
Sounds like a porn.
Yeah. Shane Gillis and Bobby Lee and Thunderdome.
Two students. Fuck.
two adult men break into a dorm and have sex with each other.
I think you and I would is the perfect odd couple.
It would be a good odd couple.
Do you think so?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. In fact, I'm trying to think of something that you and I could do, right? That like, fuck the Vietnam movie, right?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck the deal.
Vietnam would be...
Yeah, but I'm not Vietnamese, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not exactly built like a troop.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if like a chef got lost.
Yes. Your chef Boyardee.
Oh, and you're from the salt mines
chef,
of Korea.
Yeah, a chef gets lost.
Maybe one of the fat cooks gets lost.
Yeah.
And then you're from the salt mines of Korea.
So what you're saying to me is the salt mines
are filled Korea, with
are filled with
mentally disabled,
Korean
people?
Yeah,
isn't that where they go off to? Like, a lot of them, they put them to work in the salt mines.
In North Korea.
And then you're a chef, right? But you're looking for a certain type of salt. Not just, you know, table salt you're looking for.
How about this? I get kidnapped by by Charlie. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They think I have Down syndrome.
Yeah.
They send me to the salt mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We link up and escape the salt mine.
Yeah. That's really good.
But, and then they go to kill, you hide me in your village.
Right.
My guys come to rescue me and are like, let's go. We're going to blow up this fucking village.
Right.
And it's like an Avatar situation. I'm like, wow. No, these people are good people.
Ah.
And I try to save them, but in the end, they kill you guys with fire.
But.
And I go like this at the end. I'm like, I'm going to go home.
You do look like you have Down syndrome.
I do.
You do have it?
I have it.
I do.
Yeah. No, but just a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that rude? He
no,
said it.
I say
it's not rude at all. It's fine.
I say it to you all the time.
Yeah.
It's not rude.
But I have.
I actually get called Asian a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Especially I have pictures where I'm like smiling. I got a and I have shitty facial hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no offense to.
Yeah.
The
I have a.
You do have the Asian width.
Yeah.
Like the
wide face.
Portions.
Yeah.
Very Asian.
Yeah, you do have it.
Small nose, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Surface area.
You are a handsome guy though, a little bit. Let's see, there we go.
Bro,
like,
you totally switched. As soon as the compliment happened,
he doesn't like Down syndrome. He was fine with. Oh yeah, I do have it. I look like I have it, right? No, but look at me, right? You're talented, right? A very good looking.
A very good
looking. No, look at me, right? Very talented. And listen, the girl, your girlfriend is very pretty.
Thank you.
Right? What?
No, I'm
What? I can't give her a compliment either?
You can do anything you want. It's your show.
Yes. No, it's our show. This is not my podcast. This is our podcast.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Okay.
Carry on.
So what I'm saying is that I want you to look in the mirror, Shane. Okay? Now I'm being real. All right? And I think this is going to be helpful. I want you to look in the mirror and just look in there and go, you and say this to yourself.
I'm worth it?
No, not worth it.
All right.
But,
this is an SNL bit.
Sorry, something came out. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you've probably heard us talk about our Helix mattresses, which we're obsessed with because we love it so much. Now I'm here to talk about something that's even better or just as good, which is all-form sofa that they make.
Yeah.
For starters, we use it here in our podcast, and our guests just sit on the all-form mat sofa, and they always say afterwards, where do I get one? Mm. It's the easiest way you can customize the sofa using premium materials and at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores.
What I found really fun when we chose that particular couch across from me is that you can pick your fabric and it's spill, stain, and scratch resistant. The sofa color, the color of the legs, the sofa size, the shape to make sure it's perfect for you and your home. Like, we have a pretty limited space here, and the fact that we can find a couch to our exact needs was pretty nice. All-form sofas are also delivered directly to your home with fast, free shipping. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, it could take weeks or even months to arrive.
Ugh.
And you would need probably someone to come and assemble it in your home. All-form takes no time to arrive in the mail, and you can assemble it yourself in a few minutes. I did that couch. It was super easy. No tools needed. We have the All-form love seat in blue. George picked the color. I chose those little mid-century legs on there because that's the style that I really love. And I gotta say, it's a pretty chic couch, guys.
Guys, to find your perfect couch, check out allform.com/belly. And Allform is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/belly. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Did you ever get COVID?
Yeah.
How was it?
Nothing.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
It's a hoax. Yeah. It's a fucking hoax. No, I got it. Yeah.
Did you get really sick?
No. I just lost my smell and taste for like 5 days.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you guys get fucked up by it or something?
No.
We never got it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because we're mindful.
What was that?
We care about other people.
Sure.
But we didn't get it.
I believe you.
Why did you get it?
Because my niece. I went home for Christmas.
Oh, that was when everyone had it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd been doing the road for months before that.
Yeah.
You never got it?
Never got it. I was on planes. I was in full rooms, all that. Yeah. And then came home for Christmas and my fucking niece had it.
Oh, my God.
You have to study people like you who are just so, like, resistant to the...
Yeah, I know. Because I was... Yeah, of course. When I got it, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
Yeah, but in planes, I feel like I'm not going to get it because everyone's... They're pretty... Not staunch. They're pretty... You got to wear the mask the whole time.
Yeah.
And do you? I don't feel in danger on a plane.
I don't.
Do you?
No.
Really?
Not really.
No, I mean, especially when there's the, you know, specter of plummeting to your death at any moment.
Right.
That's kind of weighing on my mind more than like, I hope I don't get a cold.
But at a club like the Comedy Store.
I used specter correctly there, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
Thanks.
But comedy clubs, because there's so many comics on the mic, that's the scary part.
Mm.
Right? Like in New York, I'm sure there's 1,000 guys on one mic. No, I don't see anyone spraying it down.
We were using the...
Oh, the foam thing?
The foam thing.
Yeah,
the cellar was doing different mics. Everybody had their own mic.
Yeah. Although Martin Lawrence the other night... So I brought up Martin Lawrence, and I go, Martin Lawrence, and then like 3 dudes walked on stage I've never seen before. And they just like... They weren't wearing hazmat suits, but they should have been because they were just washing everything down. You're right. Yeah. And people were like, what the fuck? And he goes up there, but it's like... I think they should do that between every comic. What's your problem?
Hmm? Whose problem?
You.
No, about what?
So at the end of our podcast.
So I was like listening to the story.
What's your fucking problem?
I'm literally just sitting here listening to the story.
I felt like you were drifting off.
No.
Sometimes you do that. You go and you just kind of go into the clouds.
No, I'm here for this.
No, but you weren't even looking at me, though. What were you looking at over here?
Because I was looking at her, looking at you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Shane, at the end of our podcast, we do a thing called unhelpful advice.
Yeah.
So we get an email. Right? Do people know that he's on the podcast, or these are just random emails?
There's some random, but there are people that emailed because I had put a little thing out on Twitter.
Oh, so many people on comments are like, when are you going to get him on? When are you going to get him on? Right?
Yeah.
That's another reason why I think you're hot shit, and I think you're great.
It is funny. Bro, you're fucked up.
Honestly, you're great.
Thanks.
Dude, every time he compliments, your legs get tighter.
I think you're great, and I want to be your friend, and I really like you.
All right.
You know, and I please. Okay.
Yeah, let's hang out.
No. Listen, calm down for a second. You know, you're wonderful. Go ahead.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby Kalala and Shane Gillis.
The first question is not a question. It was actually a common request. On our Twitter and our social media, people are saying you have an amazing, surprisingly, Donald Trump impression.
Oh.
And they wanted to see if you could teach Bobby how to do the Donald Trump impression. He's tried it a couple times.
Can I hear yours?
I don't have one.
Yeah, you try to do it.
You want first. I'll mimic you.
You try first.
No.
No, you go first.
Well, just give me a sentence that he would say, and then maybe I'll try.
Let's go. The greatest country in the world is America.
The greatest country in the world is America.
Okay.
That was terrible.
That was terrible. It was like Marlon Brando.
America. Well, I mean, say one, do the same line, right. And maybe I can mimic it.
So you got to do, the easiest way to do Trump is like the speech Trump when he's doing a rally. Trump,
okay.
Because it's just in the back of your throat.
Okay.
The greatest country. That's it.
The greatest country.
Okay.
A little bit.
The greatest country.
Don't do this. Do this.
The greatest country.
Don't move at all. Move your hand. All
right. Don't move my body.
If you're
don't
sitting,
move your shoulders. Just your hands.
If you're
the
sitting,
greatest country.
Sit like that if you're sitting.
Don't. First of all, don't. Okay, so sit like this.
Don't.
Yeah. The greatest country.
The best country.
The best country.
Wow, what a country.
Wow, what a country.
A lot of Asians.
A lot of Asians.
Maybe too many Asians.
Maybe too many Asians. Yeah. Maybe too many Asians. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. Wow.
Like you blew a gasket.
I did. Almost died. Give me. Do you do other impressions?
No.
Yeah, you must do other impressions.
That was so. How long did it take you to learn that?
I watch a lot of Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. Like that bit that you do about your Fox. Is that true? Your Fox News dad?
Yeah. Dude, yeah, of course, I'm exaggerating a little. Yeah, bit. Yes. No. I mean, yeah. This was a rough year for. My dad was watching the news
a lot.
Yeah, he was fired up.
That's really funny.
Yeah, he was fired up. Yeah, that's how they. Every dad is just getting crushed by fucking Fox News. They're getting fucking crushed.
I know. I love it.
Every day. But I mean, there is the other side of that, which there are like the CNN dads and those guys that are like, can you believe what's going on?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ew, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Another question,
Another question.
Yeah, we got a question. It's, hey guys, I'm a 28-year-old male who just can't seem to find a woman no matter what. I was burned at an early age, found my ex in bed with some random dude when I was 18, and I have since been alone. I've tried everything I can think of, gone out to bars, tried the apps, gave up, and hoped that the universe would somehow make us bump into each other like some cheesy rom-com. I'm completely out of ideas. What do I do? Who keeps calling you?
This is fantasy alert.
Yeah, right?
It's fantasy
football.
It is.
It's fantasy alert. That was fantasy.
Is it? Yeah, Lamar Jackson? Who do you have?
No, it's I have ESPN. I don't know why on my notifications.
Yeah. Oh, it's because we watched UFC.
I watched the UFC on it. It goes, da-na-na, da-na-na. Okay, go ahead.
You really are 50.
You really is.
Yeah.
Why?
It's just an old man thing to have, like, notifications on apps going off at random hours. Like, you're their target demo. Like I don't know how to turn it off.
I don't know how to turn it off. Do you?
Yeah, I can turn that off.
Yeah, yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like any of them.
Yeah. No one likes them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just guys I hate too it. Old to figure them out. Sorry.
So what do you think? how does this guy get a woman like you, Shane?
Well, say it again. He's 28.
He's
28. He can't get any women.
He caught his girl. His first ex, I believe, was at 18, cheated on him. And ever since he's been alone.
Is he just cussing bitches out at the bar? Like, what's he
he's
doing?
He's probably angry. He's probably an incel, possibly, energy.
Yeah, but 10 years after you get cheated, you get cheated on. And then, I mean, if you were dating anyone when you were 18, they cheated on you.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly. It's
true. Yeah, they all did.
We all did.
Yeah.
My suggestion is to go the other way.
Which way?
Just say, forget it. I'm not going to meet one.
Yeah, that's how that will work, actually.
I think that will work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what? If the, you know... and this is a true story. I rarely tell true stories on this podcast.
True.
But this one is kind of true. Okay? I'm being real. So back in the day, when I was a kid, I used to go to AA meetings, right? And there was this English guy named Barry. I don't think that I'm giving anything away. And Barry was, I'm not kidding you, hobbits would call him a little person.
Mm.
He was that little. And he was stocky, and he was from England. He had these rosy cheeks, and he was little. And hey, what's up? You know what I mean? He was just jolly. And he was a virgin until he was, like, in his 50s, right? He was just an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I go, do you not want to meet women? He goes, well, it's just not in my path. I've tried, and it's not. So I'm just focusing on spirituality and focusing on, and so be it, it's God's will or whatever. You know, a spiritual guy. And then years later, I came back. I was living in LA and went back to an AA meeting there. And Barry was married with this really hot chick. She was a little older, but she was very pretty. And I just thought, I think that worked for him. Just focusing on his thing. And then when the time came, the love of his life came around the corner at that age. So let it go, I think. Don't you think?
I mean, if you're pushing it, that's tough.
Yeah,
if you're going on like Tinder dates, like this is my girlfriend.
Yeah,
it's like oh, this will be trouble.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. I it's tough for me to give advice on dating.
Yeah,
Because the only advice I can be like, all right, is get very good at stand up.
I mean, honestly, if you and I were not doing this as a business, you think I would have been able to land somebody like this?
I'm surprised you were anyway.
I know.
It's even, pretty good.
I hate when she goes. She always goes, well, I would have dated you in high school. No, you wouldn't have. You wouldn't even have known who I was.
I dated a guy with actual Down syndrome, okay? He's Panamanian, so take that back.
While she's popping her eyes.
Down syndrome from Panama.
I did. So, like, I don't even know what you're saying. Yeah, I dated fugly motherfuckers my whole life.
Okay, okay, babe. That doesn't make me feel that good. If that's the bar, you know what I mean? It's just like,
The bar is low. I'm going to be real with you. The bar is very low. Has always been low, and I don't know what that says about me.
Yes. Jackpot.
But it's like, I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, I believe that, you know, that guy, you got to find that one thing that's nothing to do with being with a woman. If being with a woman is your sole purpose in life and your goal, right, I don't think it's going to work out. Fucking focus on, you know what I mean, other shit. Don't you think?
Mm.
And then if you're good at whatever you do, they will come.
They will come.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
For sure.
I think so too. Like this guy. You have a beautiful wife, but you should be with nobody. I'm being real. You should be with nobody, but listen, right, you became a huge podcast producer. Right, and people respect you, and all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Law of attraction. You've somehow got somebody. You know what I mean? Which is a miracle. It's a straight up miracle, my
friend.
Love
and light to you, George.
What?
Love and light.
Yeah, I mean, your cousin Bryce is way better looking than you.
You have a hot cousin?
I wouldn't think so.
No, but compared to him, have you seen his real face?
Oh yeah, he's fucked up.
Yeah, he's fucked. He's fucked.
It's so much worse than I thought it was going to be.
I know, right?
It looks handsome from here.
That's his cousin.
That's his, compared to that, that's his cousin.
Bryce is a horse face, dude. That long fucking face.
That's kind of true.
That's kind of true. Yeah, Bryce is a horse face. Get Bryce out of here. So this weekend you're going to be in... Lafayette.
Lafayette Comedy Club.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
What club is that?
I don't know. I think it's... Lafayette. I think it's new.
Yeah. What clubs do you like?
I like...
Let me guess. The Madison one, comedy.
I haven't done that yet. I haven't done comedy on state.
So good.
I've heard it's great.
Have you done Denver?
Have not done Comedy Works. Just started.
You have it.
Yeah. I started headlining, then I got canceled, and then COVID.
Oh.
It was all the last 2 years.
Right.
So, like, I'm just getting into the better rooms.
The better rooms.
For sure.
Good. I mean, if you want a list, I think Tempe would have you. Have you played that?
I'm doing, the Tempe Improv?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I've done that. Oh, there you go. Oh,
those are your dates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zoom in. I'll tell you what's good.
Start from the top.
Okay. So go down. He's playing Phoenix. What is he? Oh, well, first of all, you know, you're playing Rick Bronson's room. I love Rick.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Have you played his Minnesota room?
Yeah, the Minnesota, the Mall of America.
Yeah. Have you done his Edmonton room?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I just had to keep...
Rick Bronson's my boy. I love that guy. He's a friend. Milwaukee Improv. That's going to be great. Go down. You know who owns that one is my friend Tony out of Schaumburg. Secret Group. What's that? I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's a show me and Ari are doing.
You are? And then American Comedy Company is my room. I love that room.
Yeah, I've heard that was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ari's in town now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he comes over Wednesday.
We're doing yoga together.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Shane, anytime you're in town, please come back and visit us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I honestly, I just cool that you're here, man. And I've always wanted to meet you. And I'd like to be friends with you if you want. We have each other's number. And also, you're going to be doing my room tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yeah. Can't wait.
In Brighton.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
It's already sold out.
Yeah.
And do you get along with all the comics that are on that lineup? Do you know who they are?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there's not a lot of comics I don't get along with.
I know.
Yeah.
You like Rosebud?
Yeah, I like Rosebud a lot.
She's great.
Yeah, she's a good friend.
All right, give Shane a round of applause.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Special. Where can we find all your stuff?
Yeah. Gillian Keeves on YouTube. That's the sketch show me and my friends made. Mm-hmm. And then, my special is just Shane Gillis live in Austin. It's on YouTube. Check it out.
Hey, guys, that was our show with Shane Gillis.
We've been wanting him on for a long time, but yeah, we had him booked right before COVID. Then COVID messed that up.
But what didn't mess us up is our amazing sponsors. I want to give a shout out to them. 4Hymns, guys. You want to check that out? Go to 4Hymns.com/belly. Once again, that's 4Hymns.com/belly. Don't be start losing your hair like Andres. You know, he's needs to get into it. Also, guys, BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Tiger Belly listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/belly.
And Liquid IV, get 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using our promo code BELLY at liquidiv.com. And get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/tigerbelly. Make sure your balls are fresh this fall with Manscaped.
Guys, if you like that sofa George is sitting on, Allform is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/belly. And if you want to ask us any questions for unhelpful advice, or if you have any requests from our guests you want to ask them, like Shane teaching Bobby the Trump impression, where can they do that, George?
At adviceunhelpful@gmail.com.
And first priority for video
submissions. Video submissions. Please mark in it that it is a video submission so that we know, and we'll give it first priority.
Guys, you can follow George at George_Kimmel. Kimmel Clawley Calamity K, Bobby Lee Live, Gilbert at Gilbert, and also follow us on Tiger Belly at Tiger Belly.
Oh, go ahead. We have not asked for ratings in a while.
Oh, yeah, guys.
On
Apple.
iTunes, yeah, Apple Podcast app. We want to rank up a little more. So give us some ratings, and we'll read the fun ones on the show.
Yeah, so leave those comments on there if you want those read at the end of the show, and also give us 5 stars. And yeah, get us a...
And Bobby will be reading them himself. He'll read every rating.
Every comment. Get us a top 10 in the world in comedy, guys. That's the goal. All right. Also, one final request. Make sure you guys have Elon Musk or SpaceX reach out to us. We are trying to make Inspiration 5 happen.
Oh, my God. So desperate, Gilbert.
No, we're making it happen, George. Also, if you want any comedy to do with dentists, contact George. Good jokes there. Good jokes. All right, guys. We love you. Peace. Bye.